Chapter 10, Another Mistake. "I need to get closer," said Moongobble. "We can't go straight across the clearing," I said. "We should sneak around the edge." Moongobble shook his head. "We are not going to the cave, Edward. From here on, I must go alone." "But..." "I promised your mother," said Moongobble sternly. "Oh, all right," I said, feeling grumpy. "Surely I must come with you," said the Rusty Knight. Moongobble shook his head. "No, you must stay here to protect Edward and Urk." "Gee, thanks," muttered Urk. Moongobble started forward. He had not gone far when he stepped on a twig. It made a loud snap. "Uh-oh," said Urk. "We heard a mighty roar. Then a huge ball of fire shot out from the cave. The fire vanished, leaving a cloud of heavy smoke. More light came from the cave. The light cast a shadow on the smoke, the shadow of a dragon. We could see the shadow of its pointy wings. We could see the shadow of its sharp teeth. And we could see that it was huge. Said Moongobble. "This is going to take some serious magic." "Are you kidding?" croaked Urk. "This is going to take some serious running away." "Perhaps I can lop off its head," said the Rusty Knight, tugging at his sword. It was stuck, and he had to tug several times before it came out of its scabbard. When it finally did come loose, it made a horrible squeal. Holding up the blade, the Rusty Knight began clanking forward. "Stop," called Moongobble. "This is my job." The Rusty Knight stopped. He looked puzzled. "You must protect the other," said Moongobble again. "I must deal with the dragon." He rolled up his sleeves. Then he pulled a handful of spells out of his pocket and sorted through them. "Aha," he said, holding up a paper. "This should do the trick." Urk put his front feet over his eyes. "Tell me when it's over," he groaned. Moongobble walked to the center of the clearing. He tossed a handful of shiny powder into the air. Waving his wand, he cried, "Iggle, biggle, furball!" Thunder split the sky and a bolt of lightning sizzled into the clearing. When the smoke cleared, green goo was spattered everywhere, but Moongobble was gone. Where he had been standing was a big chunk of cheese. Blue cheese. Wearing a hat. "He's finally done it," groaned Urk. "He's turned himself into cheese. I knew it would happen someday." The mice had climbed out of Moongobble's hat. They were looking down at the cheese, squeaking in a puzzled way. "For heaven's sake, don't eat it," cried Urk. The mice scampered back inside the hat. "Looks like toasted cheese for the dragon tonight," said Urk sadly. "I couldn't let that happen. I was afraid the dragon might toast me instead. But I couldn't just leave Moongobble there for him to eat. So I rushed into the clearing to save my friend." "Wait," cried Urk. I ignored him and ran on. With every step, I expected the dragon to burst out from its cave and eat me.